Better and Longer with the Fitness Show, hosted by fitness expert, author, and TV personality, Fitz Kohler. She'll tell you why diets are dumb, supplements are snake oil, and the truth about how you can earn a lean, hard, pain-free, and athletic body. Now for our favorite bossy blonde, Fitz Kohler.
Hi team, I'm Fitz Kohler, your fitness expert from fitness.com, and welcome to the Fitness Show. So today I'm going to feature a success story, a very, very special success story, and it's a weight loss story for sure, but there's also a bunch of fun twists and turns in between, and it's finally time for my co-host,
Yeek!
Melissa DiStefano.
Hey there. Hey, everybody.
Yeah, it's time to talk about you.
Oh, goodness. This is not my favorite topic.
Well, we're going to do it, and yeah. I think it's great. And what I love is that people have really responded to the other success stories. So far, I've talked to Evan Morgenstein, Rob Stewart. I think those are the only two success stories I've done so far, but people really respond to it, and they find golden nuggets of advice and tidbits they can use from listening to other people's success.
Fantastic.
And so your story, you know, is unique. They're all unique, but we're going to start. I want to know exactly how much weight you've lost since adopting the formula.
I don't know. I may have to get my calculator.
Calculator out.
I'm going to calculator it.
This should be that information, you know.
You know what? I should have all of this memorized and know exactly how much weight I lost. But I can tell you where I went from and to.
What's your starting weight?
205 pounds.
Okay.
And now, as of this morning, I'm 132, so that's 73 pounds. That's a lot. 73 pounds. Can you imagine 73 more pounds on me?
I was there. I do.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
And I've given them away, Evan. I've given them away.
Yeah, you haven't lost them. No. You've kicked them to the curb.
I have. I don't want them back. No returns.
No. So we've known each other for a very long time, 20-something years.
Yeah.
And your weight has fluctuated over those years. So tell us about that, old Melissa.
All right. Well, old Melissa was, I graduated high school at probably, 135, 140 pounds. And, at college, it was very active and athletic. And then in college I went to competitive drinking.
Yes, me too.
Yeah, woohoo! And, really didn't, you know, my mom always limited the number of cookies that my sister and I could have. She always gave us like two. That was it. Just two. Like if we were going to have Oreos, you got two in your lunch. If you were going to have a dessert, there were two. And that was all you could have. And I realized when I moved away from home that when there was a box of Oreos or whatever in the cabinet, I could have two, and then I could have two more, and
wow.
Then I could have two more, and it's always been in twos. And for me, that was just this huge birth of, whoa, I can eat whatever I want. And I wasn't exercising.
Now, let me ask you this. We're going to pause there. Do you think your mother did a bad thing by limiting your sugary junk food?
I don't know. I think she was looking out for us, and she was also looking out for her pocketbook as well. I don't know that it was necessarily a bad thing.
Now, as a mom, do you restrict your kids to have a small portion of the bad stuff?
I do.
Okay. Just curious.
Is that a bad thing?
No. Okay. No, I do it too. You know, we have we do healthy food first, but then mm-hmm. there's one sweet spot per day. If there is, if there is one, they can have one. They can have a small brownie or a cookie, but they can't have both.
Right.
So,
yeah, I agree. Right.
So you had flexibility.
I did. And we were broke, so I ate a lot of fast food and wasn't active athletically. Yeah. And so slowly the weight came on. And then, 3 years into college, I decided, okay, well, I can do this. And I started eating less and lowering my calories. And I had lost some of the weight and then had some health issues and gained. And but now all the health issues are taken care of and I'm good. And I'm really happy where I am.
Yeah. Well, tell me what got you to 205? Was it 205 or 203? What was highest weight?
205.
Okay.
Yeah. Eating, babies, being lazy.
Okay. So you're just eating poorly, making bad choices.
Yep, making very poor choices.
And were you going to the gym?
I was going to the gym.
While you were going to 205?
Yeah, I was.
And
I was doing a good thing.
Yeah, which I hate / love hearing. I mean, I'm glad you were making an effort, but it's a very good example of how people can go to the gym, and if their eating habits are not in line, if they're not using that formula, for example, you will continue to gain weight because your eating habits are the most powerful force with your size.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, if you're, I think it comes down to math. If you're ingesting more calories than you're burning, it's not going to do anything.
So at the gym we attend, they have that smoothie bar on the way out.
Oh, yeah.
And it kills me because people go in and burn 400 in a Zumba class and they'll get a 600 calorie, quote unquote, fat burning smoothie on the way out. They gained weight at the gym. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you ever do that?
No, they didn't have a smoothie bar then at the gym.
Okay. Well, no, they did because they've had it for over 10 years. Yeah, the co-ed, the big one.
Yeah. I'm talking a while ago.
Okay, well, let's get to 205 because you were close to that last year or so, right?
No, I think 205 happened about 5 years ago.
Okay.
And then I lost, and I think I was at like 185 for a long time.
Okay.
And then I would lose 10 pounds, and then I would stay there.
Okay, so where you were at 185, and when was the last time you were at 185?
Probably a year ago.
A year ago. Yeah. And what inspired this weight loss?
I started running, and I wasn't losing any weight, and I wasn't getting any faster. And I'd been a member of the Hottie Body Fitness page for 8 years now.
Well,
and but not active. And so Carrie Wernicke, one of my oldest, dearest friends, we've known each other since high school, and she was becoming active on the page. And I'm like, no, Carrie can't do this without me. So I became really active on the page, I think in August, right in the summer.
Yeah.
July-ish. And it's been so inspirational and so motivational. And that was just a really big oomph to kick it into high gear myself.
That's, I had no idea that Carrie was the one who introduced you. You're so vocal in the group. In my mind, you were first, but Carrie, I started helping her lose weight after she had,
Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua. Yeah. That was what, 4 years ago?
Yeah, close.
Yeah, I want to have her as a guest on the show soon too, but yeah,
she's at her goal weight.
What is she, 70 pounds down too?
She's got to be. She looks fantastic.
And she has these curves, and her curves are amazing. It's beautiful hips and chest, and her waist looks like it's
tiny,
freakish small.
Yes.
And I know she'll take that as a compliment, but I ran into her at the grocery store. I went, holy crap, what the, my gosh, what's with your waist? Those curves are kapow.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. So yeah, atta girl, Carrie, way to bring Melissa.
She brought me back.
On board.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you adopted the formula.
I did. I adopted the formula. I read your blog post about the exact formula, and I just said, you know what, I'm all in, and started doing the training that you have on the calendar and was eating my caloric budget, probably sometimes a little less. And I was also training. I was running a lot. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and slowly but surely the weight just slowly came off, and it's been up and down. I mean, you have your up and down weeks, but it's been steady.
Yes. Yeah. 73 pounds down.
Yeah.
And so did you find the caloric budget was hard to keep to?
No, and yes, some days I think it was a little worse than others. You know, if it's that time of the month, or if there's something really indulgent that's right in front of you. But I kept track of every single thing I put in my mouth. I mean, if I ate a bite of a donut, I put down that I had 1/16 of a donut.
Good.
And made sure that if I, you know, there was a big plate of chicken and rice, and I pulled a piece of chicken off, and there was some rice stuck to the bottom, that I included a tablespoon of rice in my budget. Probably a little neurotic, but at the same time, I wanted to make sure that I kept track of everything that went in, and I wanted it to become a habit. I still do it. I want to make sure that I'm staying within the formula, and that I'm not going to swerve a little bit. And if I have, 250 calories left over at the end of the day, that I know I'm not going to be able to eat the whole portion of wherever we are.
Absolutely. You know, that's a really good point, and I try to express that to people, but every bite counts.
It does.
And so if you go to Costco or Sam's and they give you the little sample cup, you got to write it down.
Yeah, you do.
If you take a mint off your coworker's desk, you got to write it down.
You do. And if it's got a barcode on it, scan that puppy.
Oh, is that what you're doing with MyFitnessPal?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's love MyFitnessPal. And every single restaurant pretty much imaginable is on there. Yeah. So
it's a really good resource.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so with MyFitnessPal, that's a great place to track your calories, your consumption. Listen, don't ever take its advice on how many calories it says you should consume. Don't do that. Don't even listen to what it says you're burning through exercise.
Absolutely not.
The only function you should be using with MyFitnessPal is tracking your calories consumed.
Absolutely.
Other than that, you blank face it. You ignore it.
I've used Garmin for my runs. And yesterday I ran 5 miles and I did, did you see it? Because it was pretty.
It was wicked fast.
Pretty fantastic, yeah. And it said I burned 250 calories. And I'm like, No, that is not. You're a liar. You are drunk, Garmin. Go home.
Yeah, you're probably close to 100 calories per mile.
Yeah, about that.
So you've come a long way and I can see you enjoying your new body.
I am.
And so what did it feel like to be in 205-pound Melissa?
So I've always had self-esteem issues, always, my whole life, even when I was a very athletic swimmer and my body was, looking back, amazing. But I was still very self-conscious. I thought my boobs were always bigger than everybody else and I always had these hips and my mom called them childbearing thighs and my grandmother was very critical of my body. Hey. And so these things kind of stick with you.
Yep.
And I felt like I was the fat kid in this body and I hated to look at myself in the mirror and everyone's like, oh, but you're so beautiful. You have gorgeous eyes and you have gorgeous hair. But I never saw any of that. It was very sad. Melissa on the inside, self-critical of myself in everything. I hated my hips in the clothes that I wore. I never wore a bathing suit. I always had like a one piece on with a pair of like swim shorts on top of it. Just critical of my arms. I hated to wear tank tops. We talked about this a while ago. Just really not happy with myself. And I think everything that I did, I focused more on business because I was great at what I was doing, but my self-image was not at all what I exuded myself to be.
So from athletic swimmer all the way up to 205,
mm-hmm.
you
I hated myself
the whole time. Mm-hmm. Didn't matter what weight you were at, nope. You felt like crap.
Yep.
And so we'll go to, what race do we run? It was Wine and Dine?
Yes.
And it was the first time you wore a tank top.
Ever, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you rocked the tank top.
And I didn't think that I did. I really, even looking back in those pictures, I don't see what you saw or
really
not at all. Now it
were you still feeling bad about yourself at Wine and Dine?
Absolutely.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then in January though, we did
Walt Disney World.
Disney Marathon weekend, and then I felt much better about I wore a tank top again.
Yeah.
And I felt much better about myself. Looking back at those pictures, I think there's some definition in my arm in one of the pictures where I'm crossing the finish line, and I see a different person in January than I did in November.
Okay. And I see that you've been you have some dresses you've been strutting around in. You had a little shirt you wore, it was a corset top. I mean, I can tell your body image is improving.
Yes, it is.
Do you feel that on the inside?
I do. A little bit more. I'm not going to say a lot. I still have self-esteem issues. I still see the fat kid in the mirror often. And it may always be there a little bit, but it's definitely. Today, I posted for the first time, I think, in my entire life, a picture of myself in my workout pants and a sports bra. And that was it. And I've looked back and I was like, wait, I need to delete those. What the hell was I thinking?
No, you look fantastic. That was very fun for me to see this morning because I was thinking what a big step it was just to wear a tank top. Which is crazy to me because you look fantastic. You rocked the tank top. There was an all normal, reasonable people on the planet would think you look fantastic in that. But the fact that you felt good enough about you today to post that picture in the sports bra and you actually look fantastic in it.
I have like 2 abs. Did you see
you're
that?
You're proud of your body now. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how good do you feel about you?
Oh, I don't know.
That's come on, Melissa.
Question. 7?
7.
0.2.
Do you do the little dance in the mirror where you're
what's the dance?
The look at me, I'm rocking the whatever.
No.
These skinny pants.
No. What I do is I don't understand why I buy these new jeans and then they don't fit anymore because I feel like I could fit you in there with me and still disproportionate. I still have curves.
You have curves.
But yeah, okay. So I have curves, and they don't really make jeans for curvy people.
Right.
So they fit in my thighs, and they look great, and I've never been that size before, I don't think, ever.
So what was your largest size, and what size are you now?
I was 14.
I used to be at 16, just so you know. I had 16 bongo jeans when I was a teenager. Go on, 14.
And now, size 6 for the most part.
What does that mean?
Because I just bought a pair of Lucky Jeans.
And they were size?
6, and they're so big in my waist.
So but maybe you need a 4?
I don't know. I don't know. That seems crazy.
Isn't that interesting? You know, I went from the 16 to a 01, and I've stayed there forever. But I still, someone will give me a pair of jeans in my size, and I look and I think, what kind of jerk are you? These are never going to fit. That's preposterous. I'm never going to fit in these. And then I do, but I still in my mind.
You see, you have that. It's the fat kid. It's still back there. But then I think that having the fat kid in the back of my brain helps me to think about what I'm putting in my mouth, because I have 2 very picky eaters. And yeah. Right now I'm single parent. And so for dinner, the boys are eating something that usually I am not.
Right.
So for me, cooking for one, I do it maybe once a week. I'll make something where I can have leftovers. But usually I'm shoving a protein bar in my mouth while I'm making them something for dinner. Or, you know, it's something that I can very easily put in my mouth. So it's been much easier to control my calories, being that I'm worried mostly just about me.
Yeah.
But, you know, you had mentioned this a while ago, you know, throwing a bag of vegetables in or,
yeah.
You know, I'll cook a spaghetti squash. But I'm going to cook it in the oven. So I cut it in half first instead of blowing up my microwave.
Right? Who would blow up their microwave?
Craziness.
That's so weird.
Or I buy like a bag of the chicken that's already like pre-grilled. And that way I can just throw it on top of, make a salad real quick or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Make it easy for me.
I cook for my kids and they kind of eat what I eat. I mean, they don't have the lettuce-y stuff. They don't like spaghetti squash, but they like grilled chicken, you know, so that'll be the main course or the veggies. But yeah, I veer off of them, but it's almost nice not to have another adult to worry about feeding. You know, right. I make my choice. No one's asking for something unhealthy and I'm in control of it, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have to cater to anyone else.
Well, it's definitely, for me, helped that it's just me. When it wasn't just me, I still made something healthy, but it was that there was more food. And
maybe you'd make some bread and some, you know, whatever.
Yeah, there was a rice and a vegetable and a protein and extra carbs. And
okay, so you have your caloric budget now, which is 1350?
Yes.
And what do you fill it up with? What does your day look like?
So usually if I'm going to run, I'll have overnight oats or some kind of a carby breakfast if I'm going to run. And then I give myself a little bit and then I run. And then lunch is usually a salad with some kind of a protein on it.
Mm-hmm.
And dinner depends on the day, but it could be chicken and riced cauliflower or a whole lot of veggies and some grilled chicken or a protein bar. It just depends on the day. And then snacks, I love Greek yogurt. And Yoplait has a new whipped Greek yogurt, and it's almost like the consistency of whipped cream. And it's delicious with some fresh strawberries. Oh, so good. So that's my indulgence.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Now, do you step outside your box and have, if you're going to have a desserty dessert, an unhealthy dessert, what would it be? What would you be willing to sacrifice the calories for?
Ooh. You know, I used to be a really big sweets person, and I just haven't been. And the last time I ate a donut hole, I had heartburn for 3 days. And so that was one freaking donut hole, and so not worth it to be dying for 3 days. So usually it's ice cream, but now I've discovered Halo Top and it's so delicious.
What is Halo Top?
It's an ice cream that is super creamy and really, really yummy. A whole pint of the ice cream has 230 calories in the whole pint. So one serving is 60 calories.
That's great.
And it's ice cream. It's not like you're eating, you know, what rice milk used to be or something that's
What's your favorite flavor?
Birthday cake would be my favorite. Mm. There's apparently a new lemon vanilla that I'm going to love, but chocolate's sometimes okay, but mostly it's vanilla or birthday cake.
Okay. All right, birthday cake. We'll give that a try. And then
I love cookie dough. So there's a protein bar that I absolutely love that tastes just like cookie dough. So that helps with any kind of sweet craving. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And there's a lot of cookie dough, quote unquote, protein bars that taste like crap. But the Zone Perfect one is my favorite. And it's 180 calories. And so you can have that for a dessert. You can have it for dinner. You can have it for breakfast.
Yeah.
Get that craving out of the way.
So we've talked about how you feel in your body now. So you're happy.
I'm much happier.
Yeah, you look great. You look great. Tell me what other people's responses to you have been, because they have to be extreme.
They are.
Tell us your best stories about that.
Oh, goodness. Best stories? I don't know. There's been a lot of support on the Hottie Body page, a lot, about how amazing, look, have you seen your arms? Look at how skinny your legs are. And I didn't see that in myself until other people pointed it out. And then I'm like checking it out a little bit. And I'm like, I need to work on that just a little bit more. And kind of, as you said, get to Picasso yourself and kind of pick the things, or Van Gogh.
Sculpt.
And, yeah. So that's been fun. Mostly it's just been people going, wow, are you okay? You've lost a lot of weight. You look fantastic. And so it's nice to hear people kind of definitely take notice, because that is a big difference, especially if you haven't seen me since Thanksgiving to now. It's like, wow, you look great.
Yeah. And you know what's great about the way you look is someone who would meet you now would go, there's no way you were 73 pounds heavier.
Yeah, that's true.
People say that to me all the time. They go, what, you don't have 48 pounds to lose? And I go, all right, that's because I lost them already. They're gone. But you've given away your 73 pounds. But
I have.
People who would meet you now would have no, they would struggle to believe or imagine you at a heavier weight.
I posted a picture of myself 2 years ago at our local marathon.
Yep.
We did the half marathon, the Five Points half marathon 2 years ago. And there was a picture taken of me, and I'm just running down 34th Avenue. And then I posted a picture of myself finishing the marathon weekend race. And the difference between the two, even to me, is shocking.
Staggering, absolutely.
It was like, wow. Wow. And I randomly, it came up on my time hop. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this finish picture with this picture. And I put them side by side. And I just kind of started writing about the girl on the left from 2 years ago and the girl on the right. And then as I'm looking at it, I'm thinking, wow, that was me. And I kind of still see myself like that. But I feel much different now on the outside and on the inside.
Yeah, you are. You're a much different person. You're still the bubbly business girl that I knew. But you carry yourself differently as well. You know, you're badass and all those things. So besides the eating wisely and the body image and things, you've been training like a beast. So tell us how you got into running. What instigated that first half marathon?
My sister. So my sister lived in Pennsylvania at the time, and she had done Couch to 5K. And so she had told me about it, and I thought, you know what, I've tried Couch to 5K. It does not work for me. I'm a Couch to 5K dropout. I can't run. I'm just one of those people. I'm not a runner. And I still have that mentality that I'm not a runner.
Sure.
But yeah. So my sister did Couch to 5K, and the day she finished she did a half marathon. She didn't tell anybody she was going to do it. And I saw on one of the running apps that she had run 10 miles. And I'm like, Kim, nobody runs 10 miles for the fun of it. What are you doing? And she's like, well, I'm kind of training for a half marathon. Well, when is it? Saturday. You mean like this Saturday? Why didn't you tell me? Well, I didn't want to tell anybody, because if I didn't finish it, then if someone's going to be disappointed in me. And so Kim did her first half marathon the day that Carrie and I did our first 5K.
Oh, and I announced that race.
It's a beer run, yep. And so I was like, you know what? I can do this. So the next day I was at a physical therapy appointment for one of my kids, and I signed up for the next year's half marathon that my sister did that Saturday.
Which was?
The Philadelphia Rock and Roll Half Marathon.
Got it.
So I flew to Philly and did my first half marathon with her. And Kim had always said, my sister is a bigger girl, and she had said, you know what, if your fat, lazy sister can do it, you can do it. So we did the half together. And after that, I did it. That was in October. And then I did the Diva half marathon in December. And then I did the Five Points half in February. And I decided, that's it. I'm never running a half marathon again. I hate it. I hate it. And you know what? I can do a 5K, but half marathon is way too much. And I wasn't getting any faster. And that was bothering me.
Were you trying?
I thought I was trying.
Okay.
But I wasn't.
You were trying by just going out and continuously running.
Yeah, running the same way that I was running, and eating the same things I was eating, and not doing any strength training. So that was 2 years ago. And so about a year-ish ago, 9 months ago, I started strength training. And
was that when you joined the challenge?
That's when I joined the challenge. It was, I had had a gait analysis done to figure out my run, and how I was running. And that was a huge eye-opener for me that I was running, quote-unquote, the wrong way.
Sure.
But in order to get speed, you can't kind of do a shuffle. You can't speed walk to gain speed. So I trained trying this new run, and I was very confused in myself because I kept trying to land differently, and I couldn't figure out what to do with my legs, and I was overthinking everything too much. So I stopped running and just strength trained for a while. Then 3 months later, I started running again with the same, with the right, quote-unquote, right way to run. And I definitely felt like, okay, I can get a little faster doing this. And I focused a lot on my run, and I was training for triathlon at the time. So it was a lot of swimming and biking and then working on my run. And so this season, at the end of the year, I decided I'm going to stop triathlon for a little while, and I want to focus on my run because I'm losing these races, even though I'm winning. But I'm not, my time isn't as good as it could be because I'm losing on the run.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So you're losing the triathlons. Because your run was
my
bad.
Run sucks.
Got
yep.
it.
And so.
And you're actually a good swimmer. I witnessed, right?
Because yes,
I escorted
yes.
Melissa on a how many mile run, swim was that?
It was three and a half miles.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that was
and I
fun.
Paddleboarded next to her until she crashed into a tree because I'm a terrible guide. Anyways.
The tree ate me. And the swim was my strong thing. I could swim and be out of the water 11 minutes before a lot of people, and I'm passing other waves. But you can't win a triathlon on the swim because they're going to pass you on their 28 miles an hour on their
yeah.
bike or their 9 minute mile on the run. So I really needed to work on my run. And so that's what I've been doing. And it just look back in September of last year. So that's what?
2016.
Yes. That's like 4 months ago.
Yeah. Finished. 5 months.
I was running a 10 to 12 minute mile, depending on the distance.
Okay.
And this morning, I ran an 8:44.
That's ridiculous. For
Is that
how many
crazy?
Miles?
5 miles.
Spectacular.
And negative splits. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I still don't believe it.
It's amazing what happens when you pull, 50 extra pounds off of you, and you've gotten stronger in the process,
mm-hmm.
and you've worked on your stride.
Yeah. Definitely, all of those things make a humongous, humongous difference. And I definitely think the weight has a lot to do with it because carrying around that extra weight.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to run or lift up your legs even because you said it. On the runner's workout, you're like, you know, these are heavy legs. You lift them when you run and you've got to think about that. And it's so true. I mean, if you're thinking about being bigger, your legs are bigger and you're lifting more weight all around. And
yeah.
it makes a really big difference.
Yeah, each leg is approximately 33% of your body weight. So if you're a 200-pound person, that's a 66-pound weight you have to lift to move forward. You have to lift it up, step it forward, and that itself is fatiguing on your hips. And then, you know, just the weight in general is kind of like running with a 50-pound backpack on.
Yeah, it is.
No way. No, thank you.
No, I'd rather not.
No, so you're light and wiry and springy now. Mm-hmm. And so you're scheduled to run the 5K, 10K, and half marathon at Disney Darkside in April.
I am. Yep. All three.
And what's your goal for that?
You know, I want to finish the 5K in under 30 minutes. I still haven't had an official race 5K in under 30 minutes. I've done it on the treadmill,
mm-hmm.
24 minutes, but at a race I haven't. So I really want to do that. For the 10K, I'm not as worried about it. But for the half, I really, really would love to have a sub 3. Yeah. But
oh, you'll do that.
But
no,
I had 240? 240 was my last half. Yep. So I would like to be like way, way less.
Below 240.
Way below 240.
That's done. I'm going to rain on your parade a little bit. The Disney 5Ks are untimed.
I know.
Okay.
But I time
you will
them.
Personally know.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
I'll be in a race. I will have my Garmin and that'll make
And
me
so better. you're 73 pounds less.
Yes.
And you're speeding. And you're strong.
Yeah.
And you're bendy. I see that. You're bendy. And then so along the way, this fall, you were diagnosed with cervical cancer.
I was. Yep.
What the hell, Melissa?
I know, right? As if life doesn't have enough bull going on, I get slapped in the face with cervical cancer.
Yeah. And so here's the best part. It's like, that's the worst part. But the best part is, from my perspective, is you got diagnosed and you didn't throw in the towel. Cause I hear people every day going, oh, I had a headache, so I didn't work out. And oh, my ankle was sore, so I didn't work out. And really, I want to scream out, hey, you got upper body, use it. And I do scream that out. I'm not very shy, but you know, for every excuse in the book, everybody uses that as lame, awkward, boring, old, tired, and lame. You said, screw it. I've got cancer. I'm going to keep doing better.
I think I had two choices. I could sit in the corner and cry and eat donuts, or I could focus on, okay, what is the best thing I can do for myself? I can fill my body with good food, and I can take care of my body, and I can keep exercising for as much as I can. Because there were definitely days where I could not lift my head off the pillow. Yeah. I literally couldn't lift my head off the pillow. But on most days, if I could walk, I was going to walk. If I could lift a kettlebell, I was going to do that. And, you know, whatever I was told by a doctor that I was allowed to do, then I was going to push it and do it. So, yeah, you know, we all have bad days. We all get headaches. But you know what? The exercise helps the headache go away. So
that's right.
Do it. Get out there and exercise. And for me, it was to take my focus away from the woe is me. I have cancer and I wasn't going to let that happen to me. I knew all along that this was just going to be a temporary diagnosis. I was going to have to deal with a whole bunch of crap and have really, really bad days. But I was going to be okay. I have two little boys. There was no way that I was going to... No. There was no option there.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, it was very inspiring to watch. And so you were diagnosed. You had a couple surgeries. You had chemo. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, Sunday, we got great news. What's your great news?
That I am officially cancer-free. So we are going to have that F cancer party.
No, which is amazing. You know, I remember hearing, well, when you told me you were diagnosed, I think I was the first person you called, right?
Yeah.
And it never even dawned on me that this would take you down. It just never did. And I think you're supposed to think that when people get diagnosed with cancer, but I just didn't. I thought, well, she'll be fine. It just is going to suck. This process is going to suck. And then, but you've been incredible. It's been really, I hate to say fun to watch, but... You know, all the things you've accomplished, you've run a dozen races since you were diagnosed?
3 days after chemo, my first chemo, I did a triathlon, and I came in first in my division. So I think that, and then the next day I was pretty much dead, but it proved to me that I can do this. I got it. I got this. No problem.
Yeah.
And Michael Jones had said not too long ago, you know, Melissa just knew this wasn't going to take her down and she wasn't going to give that even an option. And he's right. I wasn't going to give that. That was not an option for me at all.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to let it.
Yeah. I felt that. I mean, I wasn't, it's not that I wasn't concerned for you.
I know.
I come to baby you on occasion, but yeah, I mean, I just knew you would be okay and you held yourself that way. And you also had some crappy, horrible days that I wish I could have taken away from you. Mm-hmm. But I think this will be one of those things that for the rest of your life makes you a better person.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You know, better to not have cancer in the first place or the second place. Cause this is not her first bout. The first one was it also cervical or was breast? Right?
It was cervical. No,
it was cervical.
Mm-hmm. A different type of cervical, but it was cervical. Yeah, yeah. But you know, I've been thinking about this a lot. I've given this a lot of reflection anyway. And you know, it's really dark before the sun comes up. And so for me, you know, I had some dark, crappy ass things to deal with. And there were really bad days. And I'm going to admit there were bad days. And I stayed away from the internet because you know what? That just makes it worse sometimes. Or there were days where I needed to be lifted and I made sure to get on the internet. But there's just some really bad crap that's going to happen. But the sun always comes up the next day. It always does. And so, you know, you got some darkness to deal with, but there's always that light and it's going to be there. It just sometimes takes a little longer for that light to come up and the sun to rise inside of you than other days.
Well, you battled this like a champ and you kicked its behind.
I did.
You did. So back on fitness.
Yes.
What's your future goals? What you gonna do now?
I'm gonna run.
You're gonna run? What else?
I'm gonna do triathlon. Just not quite yet. I wanna make sure that my run is good. And I'm gonna support some of the hotties in their runs and big races that are coming up. And I don't know. I think I want to be able to lift some more. I want to tone my triceps a lot. I want to tone my legs a lot. I really would like to not have fat people knees.
Knees. You know what's so weird? As that is a very frequently complained about body part. I can't tell you how many people have shown up and said, Fitz, what do I do about my knees? I can't cross my eyes, but if I could, that's the question that would cross my eyes. Your knees are so normal.
I think that we talked about this on the
Does anyone have good knees?
Have you seen your knees? Really?
Yeah, I had beautiful knees. Too, I had beautiful
you
knees.
Beautiful
oh
knees.
My god, I'm so proud.
I'll trade you.
Your knees are great.
No, I don't think so. So, I would love to feel confident in like a pair of shorts. I have not felt confident in
really.
Yeah. Do you notice that my running pants are all capris? Never
yeah.
ever my knees.
You should give it a go. You're there.
I don't think.
Yeah, you're there. That's the thing is, you're there. You were at tank top. You know, you were your tank top body in November. You rocked it. You're a short sweater girl. You're a short girl, and it's Florida.
I know.
And why punish yourself with pants when it's 85 degrees or higher?
Well, they're not 90% pants. They're like long shorts.
Nah. No, you need shorts. And you don't get the Daisy Dukes with the cheeks hanging out.
No, never.
I went to my spray tanning place about a month ago, and these girls walk in. And I turned around to wave goodbye to the girl who sprayed me, and I look, and there were cheeks hanging out of shorts. It was so bad.
No.
I don't care what your butt looks like. You keep them in.
Yeah.
You keep your cheeks inside.
Even in a bathing suit. I just can't.
So what's your bathing suit now?
Are you wearing shorts?
You're wearing them with shorts?
No, not with shorts. Like boy shorts or board shorts.
Okay, cute.
No. I just actually had to order a new bathing suit. I'll be going to the beach next weekend, and the bathing suit bottoms I have don't.
Because they're saggy? They're
no, they just fall
well,
down.
Saying,
yeah. I don't know that saggy is the right word. They just don't even stay up.
Wow. Yeah, you're there. You need to get some shorts.
I don't know yet.
Yeah. It's in order.
Oh. Yeah. Maybe. Okay, maybe.
Yeah, so everyone send harassing notes to Melissa.
No, don't send them
about
harassing notes.
Putting some dang shorts on.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, when's the last time you wore shorts? I mean, really?
Really?
That's shocking. Because we could probably all get away with going naked here sometimes. Right?
It's
150 degrees
like
in the summer.
Walking in soup. Yeah.
No, you need to buy shorts. I'll take you shopping. We'll go together if you need help. If you need reassurance that your shorts look fine, we'll get you that. So on other fitness things, tell me, what is your favorite healthy meal?
Oh, my favorite healthy meal. I love my Instapot. Love the Instapot. It's a pressure cooker, and you can go from like frozen breasts of chicken to browned and tender, fall off the bone in 20 minutes. And
really?
For me, that's huge because I never really take anything out the night before or that morning. And so to be able to throw it in the Instapot and have it done and delicious in 20 minutes and not frozen and cooked. So like lemon chicken over, I love riced cauliflower. I love it. You can do so many different things with it. You can make like faux fried rice. You can make Mexican rice. You can make just mashed cauliflower, anything.
You can make me some dinner sometime too.
Heck yeah. Oh, I told you I'll be your wife.
I need a wife. So badly.
So like a lemon chicken. I made Moroccan chicken the other night and that was delicious. And I put it over a rice, lime, cilantro, rice cauliflower.
Nice.
It was so yummy.
How much does an Instapot cost?
I bought mine on a lightning deal on Amazon, and it's a fairly nice size one for $70. And it's a pressure cooker, slow cooker, rice cooker. You can make yogurt in it. You can saute in it.
You're like the spokesperson for Instapot.
I love my Instapot. Anybody who has one, I bet you is a huge fan. It's just so easy. Like you can saute your chicken, brown it, and then put whatever you want, like a broth or wine or whatever in it, and then pressure cook it, and it's done and tender in 10 minutes.
That would help me last night because I got the kids home, and I had chicken. I had frozen chicken, and I wanted to make them chicken, but then
I think
it's going to take me an hour and a half to get the chicken ready.
Yeah, you boil it, and then you take all the flavor out of it and
mm-hmm.
all the, yeah.
So all right,
Instapot.
Instapot
is awesome.
And your favorite healthy meal is something from the Instapot.
Definitely. It would have to be a chicken and veg of some kind.
Okay, so if you're going to go run a race, you're going to do a half marathon, you can only play one song the whole time. What is it?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Nice.
I think the beats and it just keeps you going. And I think I had played that like 5 times on my run yesterday.
You play a pretty good fiddle, son.
So give the devil his due.
I bet a fiddle of gold against your souls. Think I'm better than you, right?
Yeah, we could just keep going.
Oh, that's a good song. That was a great answer.
Ah, thanks.
People give me weird songs sometimes and I think, huh? Really?
I used to run to songs that my kids liked because it made me happy. Like just whatever songs from Frozen or
really?
From Cars. Ooh. And then I realized that they're slower and the faster beat can really help my feet go faster. So I like to run like 100 and 20 or more beats per minute. And
yeah, music helps. I'm a freak about music. In fact, that's one of the reasons I chose my career, because I love music so
gangster
much.
Gangster rap.
Gangster rap. Pop. You know, since that's a country swing, try Garth Brooks's Call 'Em Baton Rouge.
See, but I'm not really a country person.
But yeah, give it a try.
Okay. Wait, is it Garth Brooks what?
Call 'Em Baton Rouge.
Okay. All right. Got it.
It's a good one.
Okay.
It's a good one. I could maybe do a whole half to that song.
Just over and over and over again?
I do. I've got a mad crush on Garth, and that's worse. He's not cute. He's overweight. He's balding.
But he was really cute.
No, never. Never! I just love him so much. I have crushes on very unattractive men sometimes. I don't know.
It doesn't, but...
Charlie Daniels, though. Nobody has a crush on him. But that's a really good song. Good choice.
Thanks.
What's your favorite training tool?
Oh. YouTube? Does that count? I love the kettlebell. And the treadmill? I don't know. I'll even use a gallon of milk. Whatever I can get my hands on.
That's a good answer. Where's your dream vacation spot?
Someplace I've been or haven't been.
I don't know.
I love the beach. I would love to just live on the beach and sell bananas.
Banana phones?
Definitely banana phones. Right.
New marketing technique.
I've never been to Alaska, but I would love to go on a cruise to Alaska.
Okay.
But I think the beach is definitely more my thing. I don't like to be cold.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But I want to see the whales.
Yes.
The seals. Yeah.
Do you know that every time I go to California, I try to... go see blue whales. I want to go take a whale watching tour. It's almost every time I go, and every time I go, they tell me it's not season.
Oh.
But I'm there all the time. I practically live in California
part
time,
right?
So have
you asked them when the season is?
I do. It's whatever it is. They're like, Fitz Kohler.
Not now.
No, whenever you're here, they're not out. And they'll say you can see some dolphins, maybe some humpback, or no, some, what kind of whales? I don't know. Anyways, it's not the kind I want.
Mm-hmm.
I think California's yanking my chain. I think they're jerking me around. They've got this thing.
They probably are.
Oh, she's coming. Shh, put the whales away.
That's what they're doing. Behind your back.
Put the whales away. All right, so for all the people out there who think they can't, who are stuck in the mud, they're overweight, they're out of shape, they feel horrible about themselves, and they just haven't found the motivation or the courage to get started, what's your advice to those people?
Get the hell off the couch.
Yeah.
Just do it. For me, it was not, don't wait till Monday. Just start right now. Start watching what you're putting in your face. And the one thing, and I say this all the time on the Hottie page, the one thing in your whole life that you have control over is what you put in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You have control whether you pick up that piece of chocolate or that donut or a carrot. So use your self-control and realize that you're making these choices for the better. And you spend 24 hours eating food that is good for you, that you can buy on the outside of the grocery store, that can go bad because it's good for you, then you're going to feel amazing and incredible and have more energy. And it's the reason you're lazy and feel tired and lethargic and feel like you can't move is because you eat like crap. So stop eating like crap. Eat the good food. Stop putting all that sugar in your face. And get your butt off the couch.
Amen. Well said.
Did that sound bossy? That sounded totally bossy.
I think you're catching on to the bossy thing.
I'm gonna be the bossy brunette, damn it.
Created a monster. I'll take it. Well, thank you so much for sharing your time. You're an awesome person. I'm lucky you're my friend.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to all the hotties. Yesterday, you guys blew me away with your amazing messages for my virtual F cancer party. The tears were just flowing for the entire night. You guys were amazing and so kind. And I truly, for reals, love you all so much. And everybody else, F cancer.
F cancer.
Heck yeah.
F cancer. High five. All right, homie. Well, thank you for being a guest.
Thank you.
Just the guest.
Thanks for having me.
Not the co-host today, but I'm going to have you come back to talk about nonsense next time.
Okay, deal.
We'll talk about nonsense. All right, team. So I hope you've listened to Melissa's story and taken something that is going to be valuable to you in your fitness journey. And remember, there really are no valid excuses. And I'll take a sidestep to that, where when you were sick with chemo and really just feeling like hell, you had some valid excuses to rest, and rest was in your best interest.
Mm-hmm, it was.
However, for the most part, if you're not dealing with that, Suck it up, soldier, right? Do what
Suck
Melissa
it up, buttercup.
Says. Melissa, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram. I'm running working mom and the Hottie Body Fitness page. Hashtag making shit happen.
That's right. And for me, it's at Fitness. You can visit me at Fitness.com, at Fitness on Twitter, on Instagram, and Facebook. And as always, I love your feedback. Please send me your questions. Please hit like at the end of this podcast. Share it with your friends and family, the people that you would like to see live better and longer as well. And for Melissa and I, it is time for you to get to work. Bye, team.
Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's Marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children the chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.